Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the post-result Q1 FY26 earnings conference call of RailTel Corporation of India Limited, hosted by Antique Stock Broking. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference has been recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Vishal Periwal from Antique Stock Broking. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah, thanks, Anushka. And I welcome all the participants from investors and analyst community for the post-result earnings call of RailTel Corporation of India Limited. And I'd also like to thank the management for giving us this opportunity. And the management team from RailTel is led by Sanjai Kumar sir, who is the Chairman and Managing Director, Rama Manohara Rao sir, who is Director of Finance, and Yashpal Singh Tomar sir, Director of Network Planning and Marketing. And apart from that, there are other members from the team also who have joined the management. As usual, we'll have a brief from the management on the gone-by quarter, and then we'll have a Q&A session from the participants. Yeah, thank you, and over to you, Sanjai sir.
Thank you, Vishal ji. Very good morning to all. It gives me great pleasure to interact with you on the company's performance in the backdrop of Q1 financial results of FY26, which were declared by the company on 28 July 2025. The company had a strong start to our financial year 2025-26, having achieved operating revenue of rupees 744 crores in Q1 of FY26, as against rupees 558 crores in Q1 of FY25, registering the YoY growth of 33%. The telecom segment contributed rupees 335 crores, and project segment contributed to rupees 409 crores in the company's operating turnover. As regards the total revenue, the year-on-year growth is rupees 31%, with rupees 758 crores in Q1 of FY25, as compared to rupees 578 crores in Q1 of FY25. The profit before tax, sorry, there is a correction, 758 crores in Q1 of FY26, as compared to 578 crores in Q1 of FY25. The profit before tax, PBT, in Q1 of FY26 is rupees 89 crores, as against rupees 67 crores in Q1 of FY25, registering a growth, YoY growth of 34%. The profit after tax in Q1 of FY26 is rupees 66 crores, as against rupees 49 crores in Q1 of FY25, registering year-on-year growth of 36%. Earnings per share in Q1 of FY26 stands at rupees 2.06, as against rupees 1.52 of Q1 in FY25, registering a growth of year-on-year growth of 36%. Orders booking during quarter ending 30/6/2025 was to the tune of rupees 721 crores, as against total order booked during Q1 of FY24/25 of rupees 218 crores. The company has robust order book position of rupees 7,197 crores as on date, out of which close to 500 crores are related to Kavach projects. I'm happy to inform you that CAG has offered nil comments on annual financial results of FY24/25. We remain committed to pursuing growth and creating value for our esteemed investors. We are also exploring opportunities in order to realize our true potential. I thank you for your trust and collective vision for the future of this company. Thank you. Jai Hind.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. I would like to request participants that you may press star and one in order to ask a question. A reminder to the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. We take the first question from the line of Vishal Periwal from Antique Stock Broking. Please proceed.
Yes, thanks for the opportunity. Before the question queue assemble, I just thought to ask a few questions. First, I think, sir, we have done a pretty strong set of starts for this particular year, doing healthy 30% plus kind of revenue growth. And how exactly you are seeing things for the full year? I think we are already there, one more month in the quarter two. So how things are, and for the full year, how do you see things? Any color that can you provide, sir?
So if we talk of revenue overall year, we would take somewhere around 25% growth if we take overall year. Since the base number is growing, so the overall growth, I would take around 25.
Right, sir. And usually we have already in each past month also we have said that it will be more like a single digit for the projects, single digit for the telecom, and high double digit for the project. So the same thing is expected to continue.
Yes. Telecom market is not, I would say, in India, it has been a characteristic of Indian telecom market. So telecom market growth is going to remain stunted. But the biggest advantage, which I always repeat, we being in the ICT and IT domain, telecom market acts as a catalyst for many of our project business income. So I won't say that it is not important.
Right,
directly,
sir, right.
It may not be contributing. It may not be seen directly to contributing to the top line. But this being part of our portfolio certainly assists and helps us in getting many IT-ICT projects.
Got it, sir. And then in terms of our order inflow, we have seen a decent set of inflow. So in any particular sector which is driving it, that is number one. And second, any green shoots or any emerging sector that you are seeing could drive our order inflow in times to come?
See, if we see, we have started gaining momentum in getting railway projects recent quarters. And so we see that now we are getting... We started slow, but now we are getting good number of projects from railway tenders. Of course, those are not nomination. So you must have seen that recently we got another Kavach order also. So few tunnel communication projects already there with us, some signaling, auto signaling, and EI work already we are doing. So that is one sector where we are working. And many state government projects where we have been strong since beginning. We are getting good orders even now. Some smart city projects may come to us. Like similarly, another third front is that international business. We have started a very small beginning, and we hope that in the years to come, our international business, which will include not only IT and ICT telecom, but railways also is like to be part of that. But it will take time because we are starting and starting international business requires, I think, different kind of efforts and energy. So we are getting experience in that.
Right, sir. Right, sir. So the key takeaway is, I mean, what I could gather is the railway order as a sector, which was a bit muted in maybe 6 months back. So things are kind of picking up there. And within that, Kavach plus signaling is something which is driving the traction. That's fair to understand.
Yes.
Okay.
At least in the short term, I can say yes.
Got it. Got it. And in terms of pipeline on Kavach front, anything that you see here from the ministry that, like, you know, they want to award orders to this extent, at least for next 6 months or 12 months? Anything from that front, sir?
See, this is very difficult for us as a bidder, as a service provider. It is very difficult for us. But these tenders are being floated by different zonal railways and units, and they are coming out with tenders as and when. I think now, apart from tenders, there's focus on delivery also, implementation also. So implementation also has to pick up.
Right. Got it, sir. Sure, sir. I'll come back in the queue for more. Thanks for all answering all the questions.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Karan Sanwal from Niveshaay. Please proceed.
Hello. Hope I'm audible.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks for the opportunity and congratulations on a good set of numbers and good start to the year. I have a couple of questions regarding Kavach, which the previous participant also touched upon. So you said you have already highlighted that we have already won two orders for Kavach. So I wanted to understand, like, how is the execution on that part? What are the timelines for the execution? And are we, you know, starting to do the groundwork right now, or is it would be done maybe a few quarters down the line, if you could highlight?
So these projects are, of course, engineering intensive, and you have to work along the track every kilometer. So these will be going up to, say, 2026-27, mostly the executions will happen. And some part of it may also be there in 27-28 as well. So these are long-term project execution timelines, 18 to 24 months.
So you're talking about the execution of the order we have already won, right? The 1,100 crore.
Yeah, I'm talking about that only, yes.
And have you bidded for other Kavach projects lately, or are we expecting any, you know, bid results maybe 1-2 quarters down the line?
So we have already, there are a few tenders where we have participated bids, and wherever these bids are coming, there's no question that we will not bid, and we'll certainly try to win.
Understood. So we have already tied up with the OEM partner. So wanted to understand, how is the conversation with those partners? Like, have they received a certificate to execute Kavach orders, or how is that timeline over there, if you could highlight something on that part?
Those certifications are, of course, lengthy and very, very detailed, because it is related to safety. And right now we see that we are going at the right pace, in the right direction, and therefore we don't see any challenge on that front. But certification is yet to happen. It is underway. But there's a lot of field work is required, which is going to take time, like laying of cables, say about 1,000 kilometers of cable, many towers have to be erected, many drawings, and those have to be approved with the railway. So that work is going to take time. So this certification will not substantially going to, is not going to affect our actual progress. This will happen in parallel.
So our scope of work may already have been started in some sort of
Yes.
way you're highlighting, right?
Yes, we have all started on field, yes.
Okay. And also, understood. What is the approximate proportion of revenue of those projects flowing to us? Maybe an approximate percentage if you could highlight.
I told you those are close to 500 crore. Exact figures I don't remember, both the coverage orders put together. So that is what this year we might clock some revenue, but majority of revenue should come next year from these projects.
Understood. One last question. So from what we understand, we record the entire revenue of coverage and then maybe a proportion of expenses that is subcontracted is highlighted in the expense portion, right? Or we only record our portion of revenue?
No. This is total revenue.
Yeah. Okay. Understood. So we would be adding the subcontracting charges to the OEM for the equipment that they provide.
Order includes complete supply chain. It's
correct. So our portion would be around 60-70%, maybe 50-60% of the revenue of those orders.
No. Revenue is completely with us. It is going to add to our turnover only.
Okay. Understood.
Yeah.
Thanks for clarity and thanks for answering all the questions.
Thank you. Before we proceed with the next question, I would like to remind participants that you may press star and one in order to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Mohit Mishra from ICICI Securities. Please proceed.
Hi, sir. Am I audible?
Yeah.
Sir, I had a couple of small questions. Can you, in the telecom services, can you give the breakup of NLD, ISP and IP revenue for the quarter?
Yeah, sure. So, if we talk of NLD, it is 151 crore. ISP is 108 crores, which includes about 83 crores from RailWire and 24 crore from IP1. And remaining 51 crore... Sorry?
Could you repeat the ISP?
108 crores.
Okay.
And about 51 crores is from data center related business.
Okay, sir. Got it. Secondly, sir, I'm sorry, but I missed the order book number in your opening remark. Could you please repeat that number?
Order book number is 7197.
And what percentage of that would be?
Sorry.
Okay. What percentage of that would be from the railways?
It is around 30-31%.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much for answering my question. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ask a question, please press star and one. I would like to remind participants that you may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Vishal Periwal from Antique Stock Broking. Please proceed.
Yes, sir. PNL, did we do questions for ECR?
Your voice is not audible, Vishalji.
Yes, is this better now?
Yeah.
Yeah, so on ECL, usually we do provisions in our P&L. So anything that we have done for quarter one of this year, sir?
There is a small reversal. There's reversal in this quarter. 3 crores, I think. Yeah.
Got it. So there is no any one-off, no major one-off there. It's numbers are recurring in sort of nature.
Yeah.
Got it. And I mean, sir, order book which you mentioned, what will be the share of Kavach in this, sir? The 7,200-odd crore order book.
Exact numbers I'll have to find out. It's close to 500 crores.
Okay. Okay.
Somewhat less than five.
Okay. Okay. Usually, sir, like in the previous presentation, we have given a further breakup of order book saying then there'll be.
Your voice, can you please repeat?
Just a second.
Please.
Yeah. Is this better now?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry. Sorry for that audio. Sir, in our previous presentation, we have given a breakup of the order book that is between railways and other sectors. So if one has to understand from a margin profile point of view, which segment gives us the highest margin and then maybe which is kind of where the competition is pretty high, which gives a low margin? So can you give some color on that order book profile from a margin point of view?
I can give some clue whatever I have understanding. So railways projects generally, they are good margin projects with us. But otherwise, in general, IT projects, margins are really very difficult to have. We are certainly this quarter, we have slightly bettered ourselves, made our position better. We have, I think, 5.28% margin in projects. Otherwise, generally, 4%-5% is the margin. If we talk of sector-specific, it is very difficult to figure out one sector against the other sector. So it is mixed, I would say.
Okay. Okay. Got it. And then typically, I think from a number of players who are bidding, say, in Indian Railway project and then ICT, what will be the difference, sir? How many players bid in that railway project and how many in that ICT typical project, sir?
Again, this is sector to sector.
If I can add, I think it's very difficult to generalize that way, Vishalji. It all depends upon the project and its, I mean, various other aspects and location in which the project is, how tough it is. So there are many other parameters on which the competition prevails.
Got it, sir. Got it. And in terms of data centers, I think one is like, I mean, in coming months and quarter, can we have a separate line segment in our telecom just to see how the traction? That is one. And second, I mean, can you give some color where we are right now and any targets or plan that we have, one for our own data center and second is the edge that is there, edge data center, sir?
Edge, so if you talk of data center, so data center-related income, we are certainly growing comfortably around 15%-20% we take overall. But there are one-offs also, which might, because numbers are small, we are growing in this segment. So that is why we have not created a separate line segment now. Once it becomes a substantial number, certainly we will make it. Now, if we talk of edge data centers, so edge data centers, yes, we should clock some numbers this year. I think last conference, I told you around 10 crores. And so I stay with that number if we talk of edge data center.
Okay. Okay. And in terms of our own data center, sir, what is the capacity right now and how do you see this going in this year and next year? Any plan around that?
So our own data center, which is, see, even these data centers are our own data centers. There's only, it is not, I would say this is not debt per se, but they are not the technology partners. The ownership of these data centers remain with us. Turnover is also coming to us. These data centers are required because those existing data centers are almost working at the close to capacity. So that is why we require this. We are also likely to start something with third-party data centers only as far as the infra, passive infra. So that line of segment is also likely to start this financial year. As you know that we have made some MOUs with third-party data center infra service, only passive infra services will be taken from them. So data center, we see that this year is going to be really, I would say, we would be embarking on a new journey, and in next financial year, these results would be certainly visible.
Right, right. And so if one understands, so one is the edge data center where, I mean, like, you know, we have a revenue share sort of model. And then there is another, will the model be similar to revenue share or how exactly it is structured?
It won't be appropriate to share all those models because we are flexible. Whatever suits to the benefit of RailTel, we will have that flexibility. So it may be revenue share, it may be leasing passive infra from them, depending upon the circumstances and the need of the project which we would be doing.
Okay.
We are not going to stick with one single line of this thing.
Got it, sir. And in terms of megawatt, any plans that we have, sir? In terms of what megawatt?
Noida data center, where work is started already. Noida data center, that is going to be ultimately, to begin with, we'll have 5 megawatt in next 2 years. And then later on, we will upgrade it to 10 megawatt.
Okay. Got it, sir. Yeah. Okay. And in terms of edge data center, sir, in any megawatt target?
Edge data centers will be smaller one, say around 0.2 kilowatt. 0.2 megawatt, sorry. And this year we might think maybe 4 or maybe 5 edge data centers. We should be able to begin.
Okay, got it. And maybe one last thing, sir. In terms of our CapEx plan, how do you see what we have done in this quarter, and how do you see the full year? And third, maybe parallel to that, where exactly we are doing this CapEx, sir? Which segment we are doing this? Yeah, that's all from my side.
So this quarter we have done around 66 crores, and we have planned already for 350 crores kind of capex for whole of the year. Yeah.
And then segment we are doing the capex, sir?
Mostly it is going to data center and telecom, but there would be some smaller numbers like power plant, optical fiber, maybe some software. Generally, it is data center and telecom equipment.
Okay. And if one has to understand in terms of the maintenance and vis-a-vis where we are adding capacity, so how this split will be, sir, in the annual capex?
Maintenance will never come to capex. It is part of revenue expenditure. Maintenance is never part of capex.
Okay. Sure, sir. I'll come back in the queue. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Parimal Mithani from Credential Investments. Please proceed.
Yeah. Thank you. Thanks for the opportunity, sir. So I just wanted to know the guidance for the year, if you can just tell us.
So it will be somewhere around 25%.
for the whole of the year.
Okay, and will you be maintaining the same margin, sir, for the year like?
If we talk of margin range overall, this thing, so it will be some around 11 to 12%.
Okay, sir. Thanks for the update.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rakesh Roy from Boring AMC. Please proceed.
Yeah, morning, sir. My first question regarding your 500 CR commerce order, sir. Sir, this order will execute by Sir Railtel only, or you have any JV or any other company to execute this order?
There is no JV as such, but there are of course partners. See, we
okay. Yes.
We yeah. OEM is a partner, and then there will be partners who will do the field activities like cable laying and tower erection.
Okay. Okay, right, sir. But can you say the name of any company? Just so last time I was reading about the company, the Future Rail Tech, they have a MOU with your company Rail to execute coverage orders. So can you highlight on this one, sir?
They are our OEM of coverage equipment. Quadrant Future Tech. You are right.
Okay.
And we have
a okay. Okay. And sir, last, just you mentioned he it takes time to get certification. So what type of certification take time and how much it generally takes, sir?
I think you missed it. I have already answered this question very much in detail.
Yeah, I missed it.
This certification is done by railway organization. Because this is a safety item and this is being deployed for the first time. This kind of equipment is indigenously developed by Indian company. And so once it is approved, then it will not require every time. Then afterwards, okay. It will require only inspections. So that process is going okay. on for all companies. It is not only our partner company, but it is for all five OEMs whose one has already got, that is HPL, but four others are under approval. Yeah.
Okay. Right, sir. And sir, this coverage system is developed by in-house by Railtel or just how is it?
No, it has been developed by Railway. There's a unit organization known as RDSO in
yes.
collaboration with industry. So Railtel has not done anything to any contribution to this product development.
Okay. Okay. Right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question on their touchtone telephone. The next question is from the line of Karan Sanwal from Niveshaay. Please proceed.
Sir, just one query. Do we have this exclusive tie-up only with Quadrant that you just named, or would we be open to tie-up with other OEMs for execution of comms?
See, execution is a separate activity. As far as OEM for the supply of coverage projects, Quadrant is our exclusive partner. So execution is
understood.
Being done by various
yeah.
other partners. Yeah.
Correct. Understood. Thanks.
Thank you. A final reminder to the participants, in order to ask a question, please press star and one as there are no further questions from the participants. Thank you, members of the management. Thank you, everyone, for joining. On behalf of Antique Stock Broking Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.
Thank you very much.